Thursday is Medical Cannabis Lobby Day at the Washington Capitol. State lawmakers say this is the year they will rein in the state's Wild West medical pot industry. But at least one dispensary owner fears he'll go out of business as a result. And one of his customers, an Iraq War veteran, worries that regulation will price him out of his medication. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
Rainier Express is a medical marijuana dispensary in downtown Olympia. Inside, owner Patrick Seifert is proud to show off his wall of honor.
And these are all veterans that are patients here.
It's a wall of photographs showing Seifert's patients when they were in the military.
Johnny, he's a patient here. He has 7 bullet holes in his back. He's a war hero. That's with Colin Powell.
Seifert himself is a veteran.
Absolutely. Marine Corps veteran.
Seifert estimates a third or more of his clients are former military. As if on cue, Alvin Jensen limps into the dispensary sporting a hospital wristband.
Just came out of the emergency room for a torn quadricep.
He did it playing football with his son. Jensen has a prescription for Vicodin, but he's determined not to fill it. He's come here for a tube of cannabis-infused topical lotion and
2 grams of the lemon skunk.
Some marijuana bud. Jensen is a former Army combat engineer. He rattles off his medical diagnoses.
PTSD, TBI, degenerative arthritis of the lumbar spine, chronic nerve inflammation and damage.
How old are you?
28.
Jensen is medically retired from the Army. He says he used to be on a cocktail of medications, but he was still in pain and he felt like a zombie. Now he sounds like an infomercial for medical pot.
I mean, I got to a point in my life where I was suicidal. And since switching over, I haven't even looked back.
But now Jensen worries what will happen when the state cracks down on marijuana dispensaries, something Washington lawmakers vow to do this year.
The hope here is that we have a regulated market for everybody.
That's State Senator Jean Cole Wells, a Democrat. She says the current system endangers patients because there are no standards.
We know, however, that there are some outstanding dispensaries operating now who provide invaluable service to patients, and I would like to see them be able to continue.
Cole Wells proposes to give dispensaries a path to licensure under the state's new recreational marijuana system if they've been paying their taxes. Republican State Senator Ann Rivers also wants to reward above-board medical shops.
Under the plan that I have, you can just be a medical store.
Rivers proposes an expedited licensing process for dispensaries, but she would prohibit them from selling smokable marijuana.
We don't smoke aspirin. We don't smoke hydrocodone if we want the maximum medicinal benefit.
Rivers would allow the dispensaries to sell preloaded vapor inhalers. Patrick Seifert at Rainier Express supports regulation, but he says a ban on selling smokable marijuana would put him out of business. Army vet Alvin Jensen has another concern, the potential for a spike in the price of medical cannabis.
Going in paying 30% more than I pay a shop like this would be ridiculous. I wouldn't be able to afford my medication every month.
Jensen says that would drive him into the black market, or he'd figure out how to grow the plants himself. Lawmakers respond that concerns about prices are overblown. They say their goal is to protect patients while aligning Washington's medical marijuana market with the state's new recreational industry. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.